As we go through the cycle of readings that we have every Sunday, also our weekday cycle, there are some readings that I just dread to have appear. I dread to see them because I'm always trying to figure out, what does it really mean? Or I'm thinking, how do I make that relevant to people today? You know, it's just a couple of those readings that I kind of just wished would go away. Now, there's other readings that I kind of dread to see come up too. But it's not because I don't understand them. It's because I don't like to talk about them. And today's one of those. You know, the reading today tells us that if our brother or sister has sinned against us, we need to go point it out to them. And I'm thinking, I don't want to do that. You know, a couple weeks ago, I don't remember how many, I spoke about scandal and how you and I can be responsible for the sins of others if by our bad example we have led them into sin. Now today, it's telling us that not only are we responsible for that, but we're responsible to point out to one another the sins they commit. I don't know about you, but I can just imagine the response you're going to get. You know, mind your own business. Well, I don't see anything wrong with it. My conscience is at peace. Those are things we don't really like to face. I suspect there's some issues in our culture that make it particularly hard. One of those issues, I believe, is that we live in a time when many people think that there are no absolute goods or bads. In other words, you can't say about something that's always wrong. You know, it's that kind of sense, well, you may think it's wrong, so it's wrong for you, but I don't think it's wrong, so it's not really wrong for me. You know, we see a lot of that. You know, abortion, for instance. Well, if you think it's wrong, that's okay, but I don't see anything wrong with it. We've seen it in the area of living together before marriage. We've seen it in the area of contraception. We see it in a lot of areas. I had it pointed out to me once really clearly. It was maybe 20 years ago. And I was having a group of engaged couples and was kind of doing a question-answer session. And one gal had asked me a question, and I was trying my best to answer it, trying to be faithful to the teaching of the church. And out of the back of the room comes this voice that says, "Father, we all have our own morality." In other words, you may think something's wrong, but I don't. And so I'm not bound by it. Pope Benedict XVI calls that relativism. And he says that is one of the major crises facing the church today. That there is no absolute about what is right and what is wrong. I think there's another issue too. And that is the issue of conscience. How often have we heard, well, follow your conscience? And that's good advice. We all have to follow our conscience. But we need to take a look at what is conscience. Is conscience just how I feel about something? You know, well, don't bother me to do it, so I guess it's okay. Or I'm at peace with it. Or is it something more? You know, what tends to happen if conscience is just how I feel, then we're going to be heavily influenced by the environment in which we live. To use an example from totally something different. You know, if you work in the heat all the time, you don't hardly notice that it's hot. But if you work in an air conditioning office all the time and then go out into the heat, you know it. You know, if we live in a culture that has very low, deprived moral values, our sensitivity to what is right and wrong isn't going to be very good. And our consciences can not bother us about things that are really wrong. We do have to follow our conscience, but we have an obligation to form our conscience. It's just about more than how I feel. You know, have we looked at the Word of God? What does the Word of God tell me about whatever it is? What has our 2,000 years of tradition told us about this question or this action? What is the church teaching today? What do I find in the teachings of the church, in the catechism? I follow my conscience, but I have to form my conscience according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the guidance that has come down to us over the centuries. You know, there are absolutes. I think we would all agree that murder is always wrong, right? We'd especially agree to it if there was somebody out there wanting to kill us. We would all say murder is wrong. But there's other absolutes too. Abortion is wrong. Cohabiting before marriage is wrong. Contraception is a moral evil. Lying is wrong. Racial discrimination is wrong. Those are some absolutes. We have the obligation to respect the dignity of every human person. There's nothing relative about that. And we need to learn that there are things that we must not do. There are values which we must uphold. Now, that doesn't mean that we go around judging and condemning everybody. But it does mean that there are some values that we must promote. And that there are some evils which we should try to work against. Now, going back to the question of pointing out our brother or our sister's wrong, that's not an easy thing to do. But if we look at it out of love, then it makes it more understandable. You know, if I love you, truly love you, I'm going to point out to you the things that could lead you away from God. It isn't love if I keep saying, yeah, that's fine, go ahead and do it, but you may go to hell for it. That's not love. If I love you, I'm going to say to you somehow, look, God has a better plan. God wants to share His life with you. Don't get caught up in this. That's love. Love that leads them to eternity. That doesn't mean that I have to look down on you and think I'm better than you. If I correct my brother or sister, I have to do it knowing that I'm a sinner too, and I got my own traps that I fall into, and we all do. But we are not isolated individuals on a journey to the kingdom of heaven. We are brothers and sisters. And we are meant to help each other. Not condemn each other, but help each other. Help each other walk in the way of goodness, in the way of holiness, the way of truth. As hard as it may be at times, we need to reach out to one another and help them live as our God would have them live. Sometimes what we say to someone isn't going to go anywhere right then, but maybe we can plant a seed, a thought in their mind, and maybe someday God will water that seed and suddenly they will realize that what they were doing wasn't what they should have been doing. And when we've done all that we can really do by speaking to them and pointing out the evil, we can still stand back and pray. Pray that God would make that seed flourish in their lives, and that our loving God would lead them to holiness.